Audio log 3. Dr. Emil Harding, a senior researcher, Void Study Project. Sanity. Crumblin. That's what we've been calling it. It's appropriate, I think. Appropriate, but inadequate. You can't describe this level of unraveling. I feel it now. More than ever. Subjects. No, we are losing ourselves. The grip we had on reality, it loosens, slips like sand through fingers. Shadows, they dance in places they shouldn't. The world, it spins uncontrollably. You can't find your center anymore. The emotional toll, it's steep now. Mood has deteriorated further by 5 points. The mental break threshold has shot up. 15% more fragile, more ready to snap. And yet study speed has surged. A 75% increase, unbelievable. The void pushes us forward. It wants us to know, but at what cost? At this rate, the tomes yield their secrets faster than ever. 0.23 knowledge per hour. Every hour, the void is pulling us deeper, filling us with knowledge, with something. But it warps everything. Conversations, they don't exist anymore. Not like they used to. Half of all chit-chat is strange now, disjointed, unsettling. And kind words, no, those are gone. Twisted, every last one of them. A 100% certainty. And deep talks. Those intimate, meaningful discussions, they're almost entirely replaced by unsettling, disturbing exchanges. It's a 75% chance now. It's inescapable. We can't even speak like we used to. The new interactions are worse. Vicious mockery. Yes, that's still happening, but now there's something else. Slander. They create lies. Poisonous, harmful words designed to destroy reputations, to erode trust. These things, they spread it through us like a contagion. Social fabric. Ha! What a joke now. A mere slight, something so insignificant happens 3 times as often. And the insults, they keep coming, twice as much as before. It's chaos. All of it. Chaos. The mental breaks. They continue. The void drawing, the mockery sprees, they're no longer rare. They're becoming normal. Normal. What does that even mean anymore? Normal. It's not just them. It's me too. I see it. The edges of my vision. It's fraying. The shadows. I hear them now. Louder. Closer. It's not just a study anymore. It's in here with us. It's in me.